to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you for this April 1st, 2013 edition.
Tonight, China's ruling communist elite orders Hollywood to change a scene in World War Z. Then, a Fox News reporter faces an Aurora judge over her refusal to reveal her sources. And dodgeball is now banned in public schools as the nanny state goes insane. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. Fox News reporter faces Aurora judge over refusal to reveal sources. FoxNews.com reporter who broke the exclusive story about a notebook that Colorado shooter James Holmes sent to a psychiatrist is in a courtroom this morning, facing contempt and possible jail time in a case experts say has chilling ramifications for the First Amendment. The case is being monitored by First Amendment watchdogs and journalism advocates who say Judge Sylvester is sending an ominous message to the media as well as the public and asking Winter to reveal her sources. If a judge can just drag you into court and make you give up the person who gave you information anytime he feels like it, we're not going to get help from people who have important information. Ultimately, the community suffers. You know, the FBI has confidential informants. Police have confidential informants. But if you have a confidential informant, a judge and jury will have a problem with that. So hopefully this can be a win for our First Amendment rights, your freedom of the press, and your freedom of speech. And, of course, we're alluding to the notebook that James Holmes gave to a psychiatrist before the Batman shootings. And regardless of whether you believe the official story or not, this is an example of a journalist having their First Amendment rights taken away. Now we'll move on now to some gun violence in Chicago, which should be the model city for what these gun grabbers want. But let's take a look at what's going on in the city of Chicago. Two dead, 21 wounded in weekend gun violence. Two men were fatally shot and 21 others were wounded in gun violence across the city over Easter weekend, including a father and his 12-year-old son who were shot as they got out of a car. Now keep this in mind. Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. So when you have the strictest gun laws in the country, according to these gun grabbers, you should have some of the lowest gun violence in the country, but it's the exact opposite. Some people even call Chicago now Chi-Rack because they're racking up the same type of deaths and gun violence numbers that they have in the Iraq war. I mean, it's completely ridiculous, but, you know, Obama said it's these AK-47s and cheap handguns on the streets of Chicago, and it probably is these weapons. I mean, the article does point out that some of these are police shootings and such, but the people of Chicago, the law-abiding citizens, turned in their weapons or they leave their weapons at home. It's the criminals, your gangsters, and your drug dealers who are running amok with their AK-47s or whatever else they have. They may very well have those weapons, but those are the people who are running around with these guns committing violence, not your law-abiding citizens. Like somebody said, locks and laws are for honest people. They don't keep criminals from committing crimes. Now, we'll go on to some other gun news. Western-backed FSA used child soldiers in Syria.
A lot of like this kid in here.
So we see here the kid is playing with explosives. You saw him just a second ago smoking cigarettes. And this is all Western-backed. Obama administration approved.
Allahu Akbar!
And you can see him right there. There's the AK-47. And you can see he can barely hold on to the thing. Look at it. Okay, so we have this kid running around in the streets of Syria with his AK-47. Now, keep in mind, you know, we've heard people come out talking about Kony 2012, and we have to go to Africa to save these children from a man who most people say have, you know, has been dead or missing for several years. But we have to rush into Africa to save these children. Also, with the smoking baby in Cambodia, some of you guys may remember this. It was a popular YouTube meme a couple years ago. This baby was an actual tourist attraction. He's probably about 3 or 4 years old at the time. And he sat around smoking, and that's what he did. And that's how his family made money. And, you know, the privacy groups and advocacy groups ran out and said, oh, we can't have this baby out here smoking. That's terrible. It's horrible. That's terrible. I do agree. The child soldiers are horrible. But when you combine those together and say it's by the Free Syrian Army, the legitimate representation of the Syrian people, as our government has called it, that's perfectly fine. I don't see any of the gun grabbers running out to disarm this child or, you know, to take them out of the circumstance, because the Free Syrian Army, who beheads people, who breaks cinder blocks over people's heads. We've shown you those videos. You can go to Syrian Girls channel as well, and you can see them beating up old men in yellow shirts. And I mean, just, you know, it's perfectly fine if you're paid by the U.S. government. So we'll move on now from extreme parental disconnect to the extreme nanny state. And we have dodgeball now banned in public schools. This is not a joke piece. This is not satire. This is a very real report. Now, this happened in New Hampshire. In an incredible 4-1 decision, the 5-member school board panel at Wyndham School voted to ban the classic gym class game. And we have it right there. These are some bullet points. We are teaching an entire generation of kids that A, equality means equal outcomes, not equal opportunity. B, excelling at something should not be rewarded, but criticized, and the playing field should be leveled. C, that they should not have to face difficulty or adversity in life. And we can just stop it right there. I mean, what's it going to take for people to wake up from this? I mean, you can't play dodgeball. You can't eat Pop-Tarts because you may bite it into the wrong shape. You can't bring butter knives to cut your pears if you have braces. I think what it's really going to take for people to wake up from this, when they ban football, when they ban tackle football at your high school, people are like, maybe we've gone a little bit too far. That's what it's going to take, and I better change the subject before I start screaming like Alex Jones. And we'll move on to our last story of the night. World War Z scene changed to please Chinese censors. Paramount ordered the movie's producers to choose a different country and redo the scene so as not to upset Chinese censors and threaten distribution in China, the fastest growing film market in the world. Which is to say, the Chinese people are pretty much running Hollywood now is what it is. Cause this isn't the first time. You saw it with Red Dawn. They did it with Men in Black 3. They cut, 13 minutes out of that. Also 40 minutes from Cloud Atlas, because you can't film things in Chinatown or depict Chinese people in any type of, I wouldn't even say necessarily negative light. If you haven't seen it in Chinatown, they don't even want that anymore. So yeah, Chinese media is running Hollywood now, and that's what it is. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of propaganda left. We've shown you the analysis and the breakdowns and how the UN is here to save you and how martial law is A-okay. Hey, Daddy, what's martial law? It's what you need to keep this country safe. He doesn't sound like that, but you know what he sounds like. And that's pretty much what it is. And I actually met the guy who wrote that story, World War Z. I just happened to meet him at a book sign. I didn't even know who the guy was. It was just a lot of people in there. And I was hanging out, and he was like, yeah, who loves zombies? And everybody started clapping and stuff. This is a true story. And I just sent him, I was like, I mean, zombies, they're okay. And the guy, I swear, this guy pointed me out. He's like, you! He was like, who are you? I was like, bro, I'm just like hanging out. I mean, there's some ladies in here and stuff, but you know, ladies like zombies, and that's cool. But anyway, that's had nothing to do with anything. Let's go now to the quote of the day. It has nothing to do with zombies. There's swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will remain forever in the hands of the people. That from Tench Cox. And that's it for our news portion. Stay tuned after this break. I have an interview with Liz Reitzig. She is a food right advocate. It's scary to me that we need advocates for our food these days, but that's what the world has come to. But anyway, in the meantime, if you want to support this broadcast, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. And also head over to the InfoWars store and pick up the new magazine. We got it right here. The new InfoWars magazine, Welcome to Planet Hoax. Everything is pretty much a hoax. And oh, you might want to shield your eyes, but I got some explicit content here for our viewers. Oh, man, that's Dianne Feinstein. You thought it was something good to look at. She has a little concealed carry right there. Hope you guys can see that. And that's pretty accurate. I mean, she doesn't necessarily look like that, but she does carry a concealed carry. So anyway, that's it for this news portion, and we'll be right back with Liz Reitzig.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus, the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus, get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with the biggest contest announcement we've ever made. This is so incredibly exciting. We are launching Operation Paul Revere. What did Paul Revere do? He rode through the countryside in New England saying, to arms, the redcoats are coming. Wanteth by land, toeth by sea. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Let me officially announce Operation Paul Revere, a $100,000 cash first place winner to be judged by yours truly, Alex Jones. The film can be 3 minutes. It can be up to 2 hours. It can be fiction, nonfiction, documentary, drama. It's got to promote liberty and freedom and expose tyranny and oppression. And it's not just people in the U.S. that can enter. It's folks worldwide. The rules, the details are at Infowars.com/contest. You have to read the rules and officially sign up for this because it's a $100,000 prize, first place, $10,000 second place, $5,000 third place. But just as I did last year with a reporter contest, we are going to crowdsource from the pool of incredible talent out there and hire several official crews to be directors and writers and camera people in InfoWars.com produced major films and documentaries that will be put in movie theaters and on cable. And I've got all the connections to get it done. Together, we're going to really give the New World Order hell. This is extremely exciting. I've made over 20 films. One of them alone has reached more than 40 million people on YouTube and Google Video. The Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Road to Tyranny. Films are the most effective thing I do, but they're very time consuming. And so I want to turn the power of we the people loose here. And your art, your research, your ideas are unstoppable. We're officially kicking the contest off this Friday. And you've got a little more than 3 months until April 30th. Just a little more than 3 months to produce your documentary or your film and get it out. And it will absolutely reach tens of millions of people. Our normal contest get about 500 entries. That's what $10,000 prize is. This is 10 times that. $100,000 for first place. That's one of the biggest contests out there. In fact, it's the biggest next to Doritos that has $100,000. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. $115,000 in cash prizes and a shot to have your film produced and financed by InfoWars.com. Edit it, upload it to YouTube and one other alternate public video site and send your entry to Paul Revere at InfoWars.com. The animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about is happening right now. The modern battlefield is in the mind more than ever. We use truth. The globalists use lies and deception. The corruption and oppression and high-tech police state is in our face. But the controllers are scared. They intended to use the internet to dominate and control humanity and surveil us. But we've turned their system against them. This is a historic crossroads that we have reached. And I ask you to ride in the year 2013, just as one of the founders of this republic did back in 1775. I'm calling you to arms in the info war because the pen and the video camera is mightier than the sword. Let's go in there and rescue humanity and awaken them and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of this contest. You've got 3 months. Put your hat in the ring. Be part of the solution to the corruption and oppression. Be part of the resistance to tyranny. We're looking for the Paul Reveres that will drive a stake through the New World Order's wicked heart.
Jakari Jackson here, and I want to talk to you for a second about water. You know about ProPure, our flagship water purification system, but check out some of our portable water filter products at InfoWarsStore.com. The clearly filtered water pitcher. Also, for those of you on the go, we have the Athlete Edition filtered water bottle. and the RAD Eliminator Pro Filtered Sports Bottle that removes radiation. And keep in mind, we have replacement filters for all of these products. The ever-popular grab-and-go bag favorite, the Life Straw. The Crystal Quest Shower Filter System. And the Aquapod Kit, great for mass storage of water. And while you're at the InfoWars shop, pick up a copy of our latest book, 31 Days to Survival. You can find all this and more at the InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, it's your support that funds our operation. Sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And welcome back. Our guest tonight is Liz Reitzing. She's joined the fight for food freedom after she was denied the right to serve her children raw milk. That's right. She joins us now via video Skype. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, now I want to talk to you about the website you gave us. It is OccupyMonsanto.com. What is that about, Liz?
Well, it's about basically action and protests and events that bring attention and awareness to the issues around Monsanto, genetically modified foods, and just what Monsanto is doing worldwide.
Okay. Now, any particular things you have coming up? I believe I saw an event for an eat-in.
Yes, we have an eat-in at the FDA on April 8th, and this is going to be a huge event. People are coming in from all over the country, and it's really a great opportunity to bring the discussion around GMOs to national attention. So there's going to be people from all kind of political backgrounds, all kind of socioeconomic backgrounds, just everybody who's concerned about the GMO issue. They're going to be gathering. We're going to be serving stone soup at the FDA headquarters in College Park. And we're actually inviting the FDA policymakers, including the commissioner, to come and join us in a meal, a peaceful meal.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you have that going. And people may be asking, you know, what's the big deal about, these foods and why do you need to have these sit-ins and things like this? I have an article that came out last week by Mike Adams. Obama betrays America yet again by signing the Monsanto Protection Act into law. I'm sure you've heard of this by now. The Monsanto Protection Act, otherwise known by HR 933, allows Monsanto to override U.S. federal courts on the issues of planting experimental genetically engineered crops all across the country. So I'm pretty sure you have some strong thoughts about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just the fact that they're given so much free rein, basically Monsanto has a blank check to destroy as much as they want to in our natural environment, you know, through genetically modified crops, through all their biotechnology, through the chemicals they're spraying on our environment. I mean, it's just one assault after another. And the fact that they're now basically immune to being sued. Now, thankfully, with that provision, my understanding is that it expires in 6 months. So hopefully that will expire. It won't get renewed. But, you know, I think that it's going to take a lot of action and awareness on the part of Americans to kind of step up and say, look, here's what's actually happening with Monsanto. Here's the blank check they're being given. And we really need to do something about it. We need to join forces. We need to gather together. And we've got to make a lot of noise on this issue.
All right, Liz, with the next 6 months in mind, is there any particular action that people should take to get these issues in front of the right people?
Well, I think that one of the main focuses needs to be on outreach to our friends, to our family, our neighbors, and just educating people about the destructive nature of GMOs, not only personally, but globally. Like, what is it doing to our natural environment to have bioengineered crops planted? And then as we bring attention and awareness to this issue, there's some specific actions people can take, including growing your own food. And one of the things we're doing on April 8th, as we gather together for Stone Soup to share the meal, there's going to be a free exchange of organic seeds. There's a big seed exchange as part of this event.
Now, I'm sure you heard of the Monsanto lawyer who's now the head of the FDA.
Yes, Michael Taylor.
So is that a conflict of interest? What is that?
Well, absolutely conflict of interest. Now, I know that there's multiple opinions about that, but personally, I get kind of suspect anytime there's somebody who is that high up in the biotech industry and then they're responsible for regulating that same industry. It's a little bit suspicious to me, and frankly, I don't trust them with my food.
Exactly. We saw Obama sign the Monsanto Protection Act and all these other things that are going on. We have GM salmon. They're not just that, they have Agent Orange, Monsanto. They have Roundup. Maybe you can talk to us about that. People don't know that they're supporting organizations like Monsanto when they go out and buy insecticides to spray in their gardens.
That's right. And it's also, it's not just the insecticides and the herbicides, but it's also about like the seeds, and like Monsanto owns so many of the smaller seed companies. And I mean, really, I think that that's even more of a focus than the chemicals even, because, you know, the seeds represent life, and Monsanto they own patents on life. And so it's kind of a really slippery slope, and they're getting more and more as we go along. And with the recent bill that was just signed, they have this kind of protection against them, or this protection for them in court, where, you know, farmers aren't going to be able to sue Monsanto, even if the farmers are the ones who are wronged.
Exactly. We saw, I believe it was in India, we had the farmers commit suicide after their Monsanto crops didn't perform the way they wanted them to.
That's right. I mean, yes, the assault that Monsanto creates worldwide is just, I mean, we could go on for hours discussing it. It's very scary, and it's something that, you know, we want people to be more conscientious of, and then people can begin to make choices based on being aware of the actual facts.
Okay, Liz, we've seen the GMO seeds and GMO crops. Have you heard about things such as GMO salmon? Like, we have this article right here, Oregon set to ban GM salmon and mandate GMO labeling.
Yes, and that's a real issue in a lot of the states right now, is the GM salmon. And what we've seen is a concerted effort among the states to introduce legislation mandating labeling for certain genetically modified foods, and in some cases, like the salmon, possibly even banning them.
So is there any particular way of action to go about this? Well, let me ask you this. Let me put the question this way. What do you think is the most pressing issue? Is it the crops? Is it the salmon? What do you think is the most pressing issue as far as Monsanto?
Oh, gosh, that's really kind of a big question.
You got Agent Orange and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all pressing. It's hard to narrow it down to just one or two things, because they're also interwoven. You know, we have the GM crops, which means heavier spraying, higher toxicity. And then we have, you know, the farmers in India and worldwide who are just committing suicide en masse because they cannot sustainably farm. So it's all interwoven. It's all a huge issue. And one of the biggest things each of us can do is grow more of our own food.
Exactly. Now, Liz, with the time we have left, how can people get in contact with your movement and you if necessary?
Well, to participate on the April 8th eat-in at the FDA, we have buses coming in from all over the country. So you just go to the website, occupy-monsanto.com, and you can sign up to be on one of those buses. Also, there's events happening later, May 25th, I believe, not organized by anybody that I'm aware of, but just a nationwide march against Monsanto. And to get in touch with me, I'm part of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, so farmfoodfreedom.org.
All right. Liz Reitzig, thank you for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for covering this issue.
All right, and there she goes. Now, if you'd like to support this broadcast, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see it all right there, the Alex Jones radio show, the nightly news show, so much more waiting for you right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, if you'd like to find out more in-depth analysis of the issues I was talking about with Liz, you can stop by the InfoWars store and pick up Farmageddon, as well as The World According to Monsanto. You can see it right there. The Food Tyranny Special, that is for $34.95, and that is on the InfoWarsStore.com. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Jakari Jackson, and I'll see you next time.